this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Today is our last Aftercast for a little while. We are all on vacation next week as it is Thanksgiving, so we will be seeing our families and things like that, taking some time off.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little break. It's been the last month has been kind of like just a nonstop grind between work and personal stuff, so I'm just like, ooh, I got to shut it down for a minute. I'm getting a little chippy.
Absolutely.
I find myself like last night, boy, I was trying to get ready to go because I had a bunch of stuff to do at the house before I left for vacation. Plus, I was doing work stuff till late last night. And I just everything, it seemed like, was impeding my progress. Little things. I'm vacuuming. Here's the extent to which my head goes to. Because my wife wanted me to vacuum before I left, so people were coming into the house and staying there. So, Rock, when you go watch the cat, the floors are going to be immaculate.
But you should find a little dust and send
a
text.
Take a picture. Send it to Marty.
Not I that should. Good.
Yeah. You send a picture to Marty of, like, cat hair and go,
it's
I thought
great
Wally
idea.
Vacuumed.
Great idea.
And then, like, she ordered this shirt off eBay. She has reminded me that she needs me to bring this shirt for her a good 4, maybe 5 times. Text taught me. And so finally last night, I had so many things going on. Finally last night, I call her. I go, hey, what is so special about this shirt? I have to know. You've texted me 3 times today, all caps. What makes this shirt so amazing? And she's like, oh, I just want it for our trip. I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay. No. I had already packed it.
I get it.
So then,
did you text her and tell her on that the first, second, or third text? You could have simply texted her back and said, I've already packed it.
Well, I hadn't yet, but I packed
you
it before.
You should have packed it.
But no, I wasn't packing. This was, she texted me for days before.
Oh.
It wasn't all just yesterday, like days of reminding me. I got Haley texting me, hey, bring this book and sticky notes for me. Like, could you guys have not done any of this yourself? Now, my wife, the package came later, so she was already gone. Not her fault. but anyway, I'm vacuuming. And you know how the cord will get stuck under like a piece of furniture?
Yeah.
And so I'm vacuuming, and all of a sudden it just, and it's already gotten stuck on like 10 things, and I vacuum all the time. And so like, I'm just like, why today is it getting stuck where it doesn't normally get stuck? And I just lose my mind. I'm in my house yelling, and I'm sure I have windows when our new neighbors can see in. They probably think I'm a lunatic because I am just like, what? Really, God? This is how we need to do this today? The cord again? I just lost my mind.
Wow.
Are there not vacuums without cords?
There are, Gavin. Great call. I'm going to get her one for Christmas.
But I've heard that they don't vacuum near as well.
They don't.
And then you have to charge them all the time.
Have we not gotten there yet?
Well, they do, but unless you buy a Dyson. But their cordless one is almost $600. It's like,
it's
$5.99, yeah.
But is Wally's mental health worth it?
Whew, I don't know. And then I bit my cheek. So it's like, what a
you mentioned
day.
That a few times today.
I know, because like, I figured if you want people to care about it, like my wife's shirt, you got to tell people a bunch. Oh, man. So anyway, so that's why we're taking a break. We won't have Aftercast next week.
Or podcast.
Just because of the vacuum cord.
I'll be back to normal or better than normal in a week from now. All right. Anyway, so I found a story today that I've been wondering this, and maybe you've been wondering the same thing, okay? I've traveled extensively throughout Africa, and Africa can get decimated quickly with diseases, and it runs rampant, and they got problems, okay? And they don't have the infrastructure to always combat these problems. So when COVID first came out, and it started to spread little at a time, and it would kind of creep into each country, and then you'd see it just explode, and you got Italy completely locked down in the beginning of this. You got our country locked down, China locked down. And so I'm like, how can Africa, you don't hear any stories about Africa. They have to be decimated. Like, they have to be losing millions. They have to take what we've lost and probably double it in their deaths. There's no way they could not. Mm-hmm. So I've been wondering about that. And all of a sudden, I found a story today that shocked me, okay? So when coronavirus first emerged last year, health officials, like even myself, were wondering, all right, if this is going to sweep across Africa and kill millions of people. And the crazy thing about this is it hasn't been. It hasn't ravaged Africa, for the most part. I'm sure they have some parts, but for the most part, like it has other countries and like it has here. There's this one guy, he was talking about this. He's in a crowded market with hundreds of other people unmasked, buying fruits and vegetables and stuff, and they're in Zimbabwe. And they're interviewing him, and he says, you know, here the coronavirus is quickly being relegated to the past as political rallies, concerts, home gatherings, everything's returned. Like, they are on the other side of it as well, it seems like. And it's the crazy thing is, he says, you know, COVID is gone, and you just don't hear of it anymore. And the mask I have, he's not wearing it. He said it's in my pocket to protect my pocketbook because the police demand bribes, so I lose money if I don't move around with a mask. So, like, he has to have a mask, to not have to come out of pocket, you know, because things in countries in Africa, super corrupt, man. It depends on which one, but super corrupt. But it's interesting that they don't have a giant vaccination rate. You know, like, we're pushing for 75%.
Yeah.
And fewer than 6% of Africa is vaccinated.
Oh, boy.
Like, that is surprising.
Isn't it, though? They had 33 new COVID cases and zero deaths within the last few weeks. Like, what in the world? So, the World Health Organization is like, what is going on? They're trying to figure out, what are they doing that we're not doing, because we have been crazy on this, you know? And so here are some of their theories. So they don't even know. They think that the continent's population is younger. So initially it didn't affect younger people as much. Like, their average age is 20 versus Western Europe is 43. Mm. And so that could have an effect on it. They have lower urbanization. So they're not living as packed in as we are in a lot of our cities.
They're not as crowded.
Yeah, the tendency too is for them to, they spend a lot of time outdoors and not as much indoors. The other thing is that they are used to, unfortunately, like, pandemics, like Ebola outbreaks and things like that, and they are proactive on them without vaccines, and they've been able to stave off a lot of these things, and they think even genetics too could play a part in this as well. Which is fascinating, man. I was just like, I was like, yeah, I wonder, and why is this just now coming to light? Like, why haven't we talked about this earlier than this, you know?
So. But what changes could we make, even if we knew?
Move to Africa? Like, are you not thinking this through, Rock?
I'm not doing that.
I've always wanted to live there.
Take the Wally Show.
More power to you.
Yeah. Africa is one of my favorite places. Like, I know it's a continent, but like, all the places, with the exception of Mozambique, I have loved. And I've loved it because of the people. Yeah. Mozambique was a hard, desolate feeling place. Desolate, like, from a standpoint of, like, development and human spirit. It was, it didn't have that joy that a lot of other places have, but it's pretty amazing.
When it comes to, like, because I've met a lot of people from Africa when I was at college, and I think when you think about being a Christian, you want people to see you and think that you're different.
Yeah.
Like, when you see people from Africa, joy and the spirit that they have just instantly, like, brightens a room.
Even
it's
here,
so special.
That's the crazy thing about it. Like, over there, it's the norm and you expect it. But when you come here, like, I'll meet somebody and my first question, hey, what country are you from? you know, oh, I'm from Zimbabwe, oh, I'm from Zambia, oh, I'm from Tanzania, and I always go, I can tell because you have a joy that is infectious, and your people are joyous, and that's what makes your country so great. And it's weird the pride they take in that. They appreciate that. They're like, man, yeah, that's why I miss my home and things like that. So anyway, so just something interesting. Speaking of that, Daniel Craig, he had his final outing as Bond.
James Bond.
He's out. You saw the last one, right?
I did, a couple weekends ago. It was a good movie.
I think I just called you Zach. Sorry.
Did you?
I might have. I bit my cheek. I'm having problems today.
Again?
Yeah.
You know what they mean? What they say when you bite your cheek?
What do they say?
It means you're sleepy.
Oh, because you get lazy? Oh.
Oh, that's a great point. You're not going to chew as vigorously and then...
I'm exhausted too. So yeah, I could see that. My daughter used to fall on her face. She would, she would get so tired and she wouldn't pick up her feet. She'd drag her toe and then bam, she'd Maggie Simpson. So whenever she started Maggie Simpsoning, we used to call it, we'd put her up and take her to a nap because we knew. So that's a good, I did not know that. But anyway, so Daniel Craig is done. And now there's talk of who's going to replace him. What are they going to do? Dwayne The Rock Johnson has thrown his hat into the ring. He says, I want to be the next 007. And I do not support this in any way, shape, or form.
I don't totally either.
No.
But if they made a sort of a parody of James Bond and they did a movie that was like James Bond the comedy and it was just one movie, one standalone thing, that would be cool actually.
Yeah, I like his movies and I think he's great, but there's still an element of sophistication I think has to be in a Bond film, and he's not that, you know. And so he said, here's what's interesting though. His grandfather actually played a Bond villain in 1967's You Only Live Twice with Sean Connery.
Dwayne Johnson's dad?
I'm Sean Connery. And that's the only reason I really brought that up, was so that Betty could do her impersonation.
Great.
Nailed it.
So you're saying The Rock's dad?
His grandfather.
Grandpa. His grandpa.
Yeah. And so, but he doesn't want to just be a Bond villain, because he could be a villain.
That'd be fun.
But he wants to be James Bond, but I don't think it's going to happen. Mm. Some of the other names are talking about Idris Elba.
Yeah, he's good.
Henry Cavill, Tom Hardy. No. Reggae Jean Page, I don't know who that is.
No,
Reg Jean Page, I don't know.
How do you spell the first name?
R-E-G-E with a little tilde over the top or an accent over the top.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who he is.
He's more more recent. He was in a couple Netflix shows and a couple other things, but he has a suave nature to him.
What about that guy, Jeremy? He played in the Bourne...
Renner?
Yes. What about Jeremy Renner?
I don't know.
Is he too identified with the Bourne stuff?
He's more... Because he was only in one Bourne movie.
Yeah.
But he was a major character in Marvel.
Yeah.
And in my head, I can't see a character from Marvel stepping into a more sophisticated, calm-natured character. He's more sarcastic and loud. Idris Elba, off of that list, is probably the most calm... but could easily kick your butt kind of human being.
You know whose name is not on this list that I'm really surprised?
Ooh, let's see.
Keanu Reeves.
He's John Wick.
He's John Wick
now.
That'd
be so bad.
It would be bad.
The new Matrix actually looks interesting.
I kind of can't wait to see it. I didn't love the first three.
I hated the first one. I didn't go see the other ones. Yeah, but this one looks actually good. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got before we do some birthdays, weekend plans, and get out of here?
Speaking of celebrities, once again, people were asked if you could come to a celebrity's holiday party, where would you want to go?
Will Smith.
Which celebrity would you choose? And once again, The Rock is coming in at the top.
Really?
People want to go to his holiday party. It was the most popular choice, followed by Will Smith.
Ah, there you go.
Then Lady Gaga and Betty White were tied.
Oh, Betty White for sure. Lady Gaga, I would have no interest in going to her party. It'd be just weird and New York-y, I think. There's a weird,
She might still have her Gucci accent.
Yeah, and the people that would surround that party, I would not want to be a part of. But the people that would be at a Betty White party, absolutely, that would be amazing.
This is a bunch of old women.
Yeah, it'd be so good. It'd be so good. and I think it'd be, funny people, you know?
But Will Smith's would be cool, too.
Oh, his would be his would be a combination of hip and... fun, I think.
Classy.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I think he's a guy that would have a bounce house.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And a money chamber, like where you could. I would love to go to a celebrity party where you could go into one of those money chambers and it just floats and you get as much money as you can that day.
Yeah.
That's how I picture celebrity parties, but I guess they don't do that. But that'd be so great.
News to us.
We should do that with rent one and put Monopoly money in it. And then whatever Monopoly money you get, you can cash in for items here at work, like staplers or...
Staplers?
Yeah, or
fridge items.
Yes, yes.
I like that idea.
Yeah. You could eat somebody else's food with your money items.
I don't like that.
So, Betty, if someone had left Monopoly cash for your bundt cake, would that have been okay?
Yeah.
What?
But I wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah. Oh,
but at least there would have been a reason.
There wouldn't have been a murder.
Yeah. All right, birthdays?
Yes!
All right, we got a few to get to because we're going to do the ones for this weekend, and all of next week.
Well, light it up, and I'll see if the one I have is on yours. Go for it.
All right, Kim, to her daughter Megan, happy birthday, Joshua. He said, this is for my selfish sister, Megan. Happy birthday, selfish sister, Megan.
Kevin, two very different approaches to that.
Kevin to his wife, Christy. Then Kennedy, celebrating her 16th birthday on the 22nd. She said, is Kennedy a girl's name or a boy's name? I'm a girl, but people always consider it masculine.
I don't think so at all. Kennedy, and so a lot of times it has to do with a reference that you have. Like there was, I think, an MTV VJ. Her name was Kennedy, and so like I just associate it with a girl there.
My friend's niece's name is Kennedy. So yeah. I don't know a guy named Kennedy.
I don't either. I like the name. Now the
John
last
F.
name.
Kennedy.
Well, name Kennedy. Yeah, but I like it as a first name for girls.
Yeah. Becca is celebrating her birthday on the 26th, and then Gina is celebrating on the 28th. So happy birthday! Also, little sister Abigail wants to wish her awesome big brother Calvin a happy 16th birthday. He's going to be celebrating on the 28th. Question.
Ooh.
If you could be any kind of bird, which one would you be and what sound would you make?
I would be a dodo bird.
And you'd go, boo, 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 yeah. Boo, boo, boo.
And my sound would be toots.
You know what? Whatever bird I would be, I would aim for Wally's car every single day. I would just stay with it. I would just annoy you. I would stay outside your bedroom window and just make noises. Yep. Just annoy you.
You'd be the bird version of you now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was watching Ridiculousness the other night, and there was a guy, there's all these like seagulls around, and he thought he'd be cute and put like a French fry in his mouth and try to get one to swoop in and take
those
it.
Things are...
So as he does it, he puts it in his mouth and he leans his head straight back, waiting for the bird to come over. The bird doesn't even remotely try to get the fry. It just flies over and poops on his face.
Oh!
And I think the bird Mexican.
Okay.
It killed him.
Okay.
Because your mouth's kind of open with the fry.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Like, do you go to the hospital for that? You could catch something. And then if you go to the hospital, how do you explain that?
You throw up like we did yesterday in Singer Sip.
And put some Listerine in my mouth. Ugh.
We have Singer Sip up on our regular show.
Oh, that's
page,
right. We probably should have done a break about that today. But yes, we do. It's on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. You can see our Facebook Live from yesterday where we drank Thanksgiving shakes.
So good.
So good. Well, yeah, like turkey and I don't even want to
stick around for the ending.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's great.
Not good at all. I wasn't playing and then something bad happened. Okay, so Gavin, what kind of bird?
Oh, you guys went funny. I'll just be an eagle. I'll go cool.
He's like, I want to be an eagle.
I want to be.
You know what? You should look for Lee Greenwood and just follow him around.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. Yeah, yeah. A couple other
and
birthdays.
And I won't forget the men who died.
Who gave that
who
right
gave
to me?
Who gave that right to me?
Stand. I guess we're going to do the whole song now. A couple other birthdays
and
here.
And I proudly stand.
That was three. That was your third. We have
next to you and Fender's to you today.
And I can't get annoyed because I do this all the time to Betty. So I just have to lean into
it.
See, I tried singing with her to think, oh, he's not going to play along. I can move on. But she just kept going. She was on the joke. Yeah. Back to being that bird, just annoying the crap out of me. There's a couple of birthdays that Melissa, the show historian,
there ain't no doubt
made me aware of. Walter.
I love this land.
Walter picks the hits. It's his birthday coming up.
Yeah, it's on our calendar.
Happy birthday,
Walter. Yeah. Walter always calls me every year like, hey, Wal, it's Walter. You know, it's my birthday, and just curious, what'd you get me? And so, Walter, I have actually sent Walter his present before he's called this year, so I'm pretty happy about that. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter, Haley, turns 23 on the 20th.
Your baby's going to be 23.
Yeah, nice. It's her birthday tomorrow, so it's good. They're in Florida right now, so I'm joining them today, and then we'll celebrate her birthday tomorrow, and then we're doing a Disney cruise, which is awesome. Whoop. And so we're pretty excited about that, and she just signed her lease for her apartment in Orlando.
So cool.
They went down, looked at like 7 places, and they found a place that's 7 minutes from Disney for her for work. And so she was excited. I asked my mom, oh, that was weird. I asked my wife, her mom. I was like, so how much did all this cost? And she goes, I don't know. Haley handled it all. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's great.
Glad
that's
I wasn't awesome. There. But the bad part is next week I'm vacation dad. She's still on vacation with us.
Vacation dad.
Her last one.
I know. That's what she says too. Yeah. And she knows this is like her last vacation with us for a long time, probably. So I'm gonna get hit up a lot. But vacation dad, I'm
gonna be the last vacation for a while. I got a feeling you and Marty, at least Marty, is gonna go down there.
Oh, she'll go down there. Yeah, for sure. But she won't be traveling with us because she's gonna have to work. So because we have something else booked next year that she was like, wait, I want to go. We're like, sorry, you're gonna be at work, girl.
You gotta go for this whole adulthood thing.
I know. You got an adult now. all right, weekend plans.
Weekend plans.
Thanksgiving plans.
All right, I am flying out tonight and hooking up with my family. Then, we're doing the Disney cruise next week. And just so you don't think, oh, we're all money, my wife is a Disney travel agent and they offered her a special deal. It's like a third of the price. So, because they want travel agents to travel so that you can experience and tell people, hey, it was really a good experience. And so, and she can write off the trip, which is great too. So,
win-win.
Yeah, not going to complain about that. So that's my whole week. And then somewhere in there, I guess we'll be on a boat having turkey, which will be wonderful and weird.
So you'll be on the ship
on Thanksgiving.
On Thursday.
Yeah. And last year we went to Disney World on Christmas Day. And I didn't think that was the only reason I did it was because of COVID. Like I went during COVID specifically traveled there because normally the park shuts down because there's too many people. And so on Christmas Day, I'm like, I'm not dealing with that. So I wanted to do it on a time where it would be fun. And it was great. I would never do it when it's full. But man, COVID Disney was kind of dope.
Those poor employees.
I know.
Have to work on Christmas.
That is a bummer. But here's the thing about them, okay? Ooh. This is the thing I love about Disney. You wouldn't know it. Like, the people that you encountered, they make it their job to make your thing great, and they were just happy and joyous, and it was good.
You know what's so weird about Disney employees as well as Chick-fil-A employees is it's almost like they're brainwashed.
Yeah. No.
Like, how do they do that?
They're not brainwashed, but they're actually, it's usually a lot of times people that want to work there, so they're already happy to be there.
Yeah, but you're working with the general public.
Right.
And they're not
because
the
easiest
people.
They do a great job training them, you know, and that's the thing, and they train them how to.
I think they're brainwashed.
Close enough. Yeah, sure. But they're good employees. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Lady Rock, weekend plans.
I am cat sitting your cat while y'all are gone.
Thank you. And watching my TV.
And watching your TV as well as your Hulu account. I don't really have any plans. What my main plan is just to sleep in, which I'm super excited about. But I just have little plans here and there, like getting together with friends or going to a movie on this day or, you know, all those
things. Oh, that's good.
Little
so
things.
Little stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just little things. But just pretty much keeping it low key.
That's a good thing.
Nice.
That always
that's
feels
a real
nice.
Good thing.
Yeah.
And spending time with my Beanie Boo Boo.
First Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great.
He'd be cute in a little.
Are you giving him turkey?
A little turkey costume. How cute would he be in that?
You should put him in a costume.
Oh, my gosh.
You should.
He's going to hate me.
I know. Just
that's
start it early.
On Amazon.
Yeah. Gavin, what about you?
Also, low key. Yeah, we're not going to travel for the holidays. This time, we'll be going to New Mexico for Christmas. Hmm. So we were thinking, like, oh, let's just keep it a little bit more chill.
Yeah.
Which I think my wife is sort of not regretting, per se, but now that we're here, she's sort of feeling that, oh, I wish it was with my family. Which, I mean, I do, too. But it'll be nice. We're going to do steak instead of turkey.
Oh,
which is
that's a good idea.
Such a good,
it's a good idea.
Replacement. We were doing that topic earlier. And what
it's
kids,
easier.
Kids would do. Oh, it's going to be so nice.
Yeah, good idea.
We're going to go see... Gonna use the AMC A-list thing. Gonna go see probably four movies over the next week.
Nice. Are you going to see the Will Smith one?
Will Smith
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
We might go see that House of Gucci thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm prepared to not like it. There's like a Disney movie that's coming out.
Mm. Oh, right.
Encanto?
Oh, it's the another, singing house
yeah,
thing.
It's like
yeah.
a Lin-Manuel musical.
Yeah, and it sounds just like Moana, yep. and it sounds just like Encanto. In the Heights, and it sounds just like... yep. He can do one thing really well.
It's so good. And then there's the Ghostbuster movie that's coming out.
I do want to see that.
It's got Paul Rudd. I think it's going to be good.
I'll tell you, the reboot of Ghostbusters, the all-girl cast with Melissa McCarthy and the lady from SNL was so good.
It was good.
I really liked it. I thought they did a great job. What is the lady, the blonde lady that does, I'm out there Daffy Ducking it.
Kit's
thing? Oh, I don't remember her name. But I know
Kate.
Kate.
Kate Wilson? No.
No. Upton? No.
Nope.
Kate Swindoll? No. Kate. Is it Kate?
It's Kristen Wiig.
Nope.
No, that's a different girl.
Wrong.
Oh, you're thinking, Kate McKinnon.
Yes!
McKinnon!
On my bad.
Okay, now I can go to vacation because otherwise that would have haunted me my entire time. So with that, the aftercast is done. R.I.P.
We'll be back on the 29th.
Yep, and then we will do this all again. And as always, thank
God
you.
God bless the USA.
Nice callback, Rock.